Chair, thank you so much for acknowledging the problematic situation that took place this morning, and thank you for encouraging professional conduct. We thank you also for the opportunity to comment on Article 9 on jurisdictions. This article includes quite poorly defined terms, which would not only promote extraterritorial jurisdiction, but also create significant legal uncertainty for business. We encourage a full redraft of this article. Paragraph 9.2 contains a very broad definition of where a company is, where a company is considered domiciled. It includes place of incorporation, assets, operations, management, and also activity. For a multinational company, this means that they are effectively under universal jurisdiction. By attempting to minimize the doctrine forum nonconvenience, this article creates a hierarchy of judicial systems favoring those of industrialized and well-developed nations. The draft treaty implies that claims can, or maybe even should, be brought to well-developed nations. Not only does this go against the principle that complaints must be brought to courts in the country where the alleged harm has been caused, and not only does it create legal uncertainty, but we must also acknowledge that it incentivizes states to not develop and not reinforce their own rule of law. This will fundamentally harm the human rights situation globally, and we therefore urge you to consider the severe consequences of Article 9 as drafted. I thank you.